It's the Sunny Morning Show here on Sunny FM. I'm Walt Lindela. Michigan has launched a new campaign called Going Pro to help employers in the UP and around the state fill over 811,000 jobs through 2024 in high-paying and rewarding careers in information technology, computer science, healthcare, manufacturing, and professional trades. Help is especially needed in the construction trades, and we found out more from Daryl Gallant. He's Assistant Director of the Michigan Laborers Training and Apprenticeship Institute. Here's more about the kinds of careers available right now in construction in the UP and around the state with Daryl Gallant.
The big thing in the UP right now is the infrastructure repairs, right? So heavy highway, asphalt roads and concrete road repairs, and then the bridge work. But what a lot of people forget about, like the Flint water crisis, shed light on the underground infrastructure too. So there's a lot of water lines, sewer, a lot of that work going on up there too. The second biggest industry is the industrial work, so the mines and the power plants, and then the pipeline too. There's a lot of pipeline work going on in the UP right now.
What is some of the training that is required to do some of this work?
Yeah, training's near and dear. I've been at the training center for 20 years. So like mentioned in the pipeline, we do an 80-hour, two-week-long pipeline technology class, and then OSHA 10s and 30s have really blown up. So we probably do a couple OSHA 30 classes every month at the four training centers that we manage in the state of Michigan. So that's really the big one. But training to me is always the secret to workers, you know. So the more training they get, the more certifications they receive, the more marketable they become. It's an earn and learn, right? They don't have to pay to take training at the training center. We actually give our students a stipend check. So they get a little bit of money for their travel and gas and lunch. And then what makes them more successful, they become more marketable that way.
With this kind of work, it would seem to be that the more hands-on experience that you have, the more opportunity to work in these various situations. It is going to make a better worker, a better employee, isn't it?
Absolutely. So a lot of our classes are fairly technical. So like in that pipeline safety class, half the class is hands-on mock-ups, performance evaluations. But we recommend for all of our students that come to the training center, the more varied, so maybe they're working on the pipeline, but maybe they're only working 7-8 months. But if they go get an asbestos card or a demo, if they take demo class or a hazardous waste class, you know, there's all these other industries that we work in. That way, if they are laid off in the wintertime, they could maybe go try one of these other industries.
Question I have for you is, a lot of times when we think about construction careers, we think about men in these positions, but there's an entire opportunity for women as well to get involved with this, isn't there?
There is, because, you know, you pick me, for instance. I'm the tail end of the baby boomers, right? So I'm leaving the industry. We are the baby boomers. There's going to be a huge hole in construction, right? So the thought is, how do we backfill that shortage? So I'm on a committee in mid-Michigan. There's a group called WIST. So it's Women in Skilled Trades. And these women participate in a 13-week pre-apprenticeship training program, which at some point in time during that 13 weeks, they come out to my training center and we're going to get them some hands-on training. And like I said, women are half the population in Michigan, but they're only probably 6 or 7% of our market share. So us collectively as a trade, all the building trades, we're all talking about, okay, so what can we do to bring women into training? We're going to have a huge shortage. So how are we going to backfill that shortage? And I think you're kind of onto the idea that we're really looking hard at bringing women into the industry.
Now, if people have questions, they want to find out more about these construction careers in the UP, around the state, they want to get something going, what's the best way to get that started?
There's a couple good places they can go. One, they can go to our training center. It's mltai.org, or just search Michigan Laborers Training. There's another really good one-stop shop is mustcareers.org. What's cool about them is they cover all the trades, not just the laborers, not just the carpenters, not the operating engineers, but I think there's 19 or 20 trades listed on there. So all the contact, all the training center hours, all that stuff's up there. For the women, probably the first place them to go to is that wistmichigan.org. And then there's always the Michigan Talent Bank with the whole Going Pro, which is one of Michigan's initiatives to promote skilled trades. So join a trade, make decent money, and then not incur a bunch of college debt and have a decent pension, health care. And so I think it's a good deal. I've been at it for 33 years. It's worked out really well for me. And, you know, I'm just kind of like trying to brag about what we do. And I'd love to introduce people to the industry.
That's Daryl Gallant, Assistant Director of the Michigan Laborers Training and Apprenticeship Institute. You can find out more about getting Michigan going by going pro at going-pro.com. That's going-pro.com. For Great Lakes Radio, I'm Walt Lindela.